Welcome back to the show. And now, as promised, we bring into the locker room the NBA's sixth man of the year, star guard with the Dallas Mavericks, former Arizona Wildcat, Jason Terry. Jason, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Bob?
Real well. Thanks for being a part of the show today. We really do appreciate it. Congratulations on that sixth man award. That was cool.
Oh, thank you, man. It's a tremendous blessing, man. And, you know, being the sixth man, you obviously could be starting, but for the betterment of the team, you come off the bench, you play as well as you can, and, hey, you end up being the NBA sixth man of the year. It's all right.
It's been a great 24 hours for you. You beat the San Antonio Spurs last night, 88-67. That's 67 points, a playoff low for the Spurs. You guys are up 2-1 in the series. Now you get game four at home tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. For us, the Spurs are obviously our bitter rival. And we know this going into the series that this matchup was going to be tough for us. It's going to be a long, hard five series, but, you know, we feel confident. You know, we feel if we play our tempo, then we can impose our will on the Spurs and come out of here with a series victory.
We're also joined in the locker room by Jason's former roommate in Arizona, A.J. Bramlett. A.J.?
JT, how's it going, man?
Yo, Sack brother.
What's going on, man? Congratulations on the award.
Oh, thanks again. You know, it's just like 97. You know, you come off the bench, man, you sacrifice, and, hey, it turns into a win-win for all parties. And, you know, it correlated into a 97 championship for us, and hopefully it'll do the same for the Mavericks this year.
That's right. You know, people don't recognize that you were a sixth man in college, you know, because you've had such a great career in the NBA and have been a starter for most of your time there. But, you know, you've done that before and done it well, and we're just happy that you were blessed with the Sixth Man Award today.
Yeah, thanks again. But, you know, back then, you know, we got plenty of talent, you know, and somebody had to take a back seat. But it really wasn't a back seat because I still ended up playing 30-plus minutes a game and really contributing. You know, it's all about having fun, man. You're blessed to play a game, and they're paying you to do it. But it's a game that you love, and you probably play for free anyway.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there were some quotes today from Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd about how you're really, you know, their emotional leader and energy player and also, you know, one of the biggest clutch performers in the NBA. And so obviously you have to be in when it's crunch time to do that.
Oh, yeah. And that's the big thing about it. Even though you're coming off the bench in the fourth quarter, they know I'm looking to get the ball in my hands and either make or take the big shot. And they got confidence in me. And that's what it's all about. Your teammates, you know, they're also winners of the six-man award because they help you and allow you to be comfortable in your role.
Jason, 2-for-4 from downtown last night. I mean, that was a fun game to watch. You guys basically, you know, had the Spurs up against the ropes early in that one. I'm going to ask you, what are the Spurs like without Manu Ginobili? Because without him, I would just think that you guys are going to steamroll these guys.
Yeah, well, without Manu Ginobili, they're pretty much two-dimensional. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of Tony Parker and Tim Duncan on the block inside. So, you know, with us, the game plan's simple. You know, limit their points in the paint, contain Tony Parker, and, you know, make sure their role players don't have an impact on the game. And in the two games we've won, we've pretty much eliminated their role players. And that's the key to the series.
What happened in game two? Were you guys happy that you knew you'd gotten a split in those first two games? Because I know Tony Parker, you were guarding him for much of the night, and he had a great night.
No, he pretty much controlled that game from the outset. He set the tempo, and I think that's how this series is going to go also, is what team come out and imposes their will. Tony Parker in game two did a terrific job. He got to the paint time in and time again, and we can't allow that to happen if we're going to be a good team and go far in the playoffs. One player shouldn't be able to dictate the entire tempo of the game, and I thought, like I said, in our wins, we were able to pretty much set the tempo, and you know he didn't have his way with us in those two games. We had success.
And you guys are where you want to be right now. I mean, you're up 2-1, and you got game four at home. Tell me what was going on behind the scenes with those comments that Eric Dampier had to say the other night.
Well, it's something that, you know, for 5 years I've been with the Mavericks, and we really haven't had an enforcer besides Jerry Stackhouse to really step up and either make comments or do it with physical play. And this is one situation where I mean, we were totally shocked by it, but Eric Dampier said, hey, I'm the big man in the middle. If he comes in my paint, I'm going to put him on his butt. And, you know, you like that. As a player, you like it. Now, maybe we didn't need him to necessarily go out and say that, but the way he played last night, there was no dirty plays or hard fouls. You know, you could see it on Tony Parker's face. He was looking when he came to the paint, and it just made him aware and conscious of the fact that he wasn't just going to be able to roam in our paint all night.
All right, that's Jason Terry joining us in the locker room. Listen, Jason, congratulations on your NBA Sixth Man Award today. Go get them tomorrow. Get out of this round, and we'll bring you back in the locker room for round two, okay?
Let's hoist up that big trophy, and I'll be on a victory tour. I'm going to come through Albuquerque. Y'all got good golf courses out there?
Oh, we got a ton of golf courses. We'll hook you up.
Oh, man. Well, let's do it. We'll get together and swing them.
Hey, we've got you, man. Anytime you come through Albuquerque, we got you.
All right, no problem. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, thanks. Jason Terry, NBA Sixth Man, star guard for the Dallas Mavericks. That had to be fun for you. I mean, it was fun for me, but you know this guy. You've played with him. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, JT's a good guy, man. He's always entertaining and fun. He brings up great points on the about basketball, and personality shines through. So he was entertaining.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back for a final segment in this hour. We got a whole lot more in store for us. You're listening to The Locker Room with Bob Brown and A.J. Bramlett. Welcome back to The Locker Room. My name is Bob Brown, and as promised, right here on FM Sports Radio, 101.7 The Team, we bring in the five-time world champion, Johnny Tapia. Johnny, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, what's going on, Big Brown?
Hey, I'm doing real well. I saw you on TV last night, man. What's going on?
Well, first of all, this was an old issue from last year. It was a probation violation. It turned out to be 10 years later that they picked up a habitual on me. 13 years, to tell you the truth, and they picked up a habitual on me. And now I'm ready to go to the celebrity rehab. And then I got 6 months in Fort Staten, and then I can come home.
But first, tomorrow, you got to check yourself into the prison down in Los Lunas.
Yeah, first, I got 10 days in prison, Bob. And thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I got to go do 10 days tomorrow.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. Most of my friends are in there, Bob.
Come on now. And then the celebrity rehab thing, what's that about?
You know what? As a matter of fact, they contact me, Bob, and, you know, the thing is that they have every celebrity there. It's a three-week program, and I'm ready to go do and get this devil off my back that I've always been having with cocaine and hoping and praying that I can kick it all the way.
Now, I've known you a long time, Johnny. You've been to rehab before. Well, what's going to be different this time around?
All the difference is I want it this time. Every time I had to go to rehab, I had to do it for other people. I did it through the state, or I had to do it with the probation officer. I had to do it with everybody else. So this time, it's me wanting to do it.
Now, that judge you were in front of yesterday, he could have really thrown the book at you. You could have been in jail for a year. Instead, you get 9 days.
You know what? It could have been 2 years, Bob. But by the grace of God, I've been praying, you know, the jail ain't going to get me nowhere. All it's going to do is get me worse. So it's better to put me in a program.
Have you seen this celebrity rehab thing on TV? Have you seen it?
I've seen it a couple of times, Bob. I don't, excuse me, I really don't know too much about it. But I got to go do what I got to go do. Plus, after that, I go to Fort Stein for 6 months.
I know the second chance program didn't work out for you. You expect something a little different this time around, a different kind of rehab?
Well, the truth was I put 110 days in second chance. That Scientology is just a crazy, crazy, crazy thing to do. But I hope to better myself, pick my head up, and just keep on doing what I do best.
What do you tell the fans out there, that Johnny, that have stuck by you all through these years, through the rehab, the relapses, the issues? What do you tell your fans?
First of all, I'd like to tell them that I'm sorry, but really, most of all, I want to tell them I'm only human. See, everybody puts me up in this pedestal, and that's not me. I'm just another guy with two hands and 2 feet that have a drug problem.
What are you doing these past few months? I hadn't seen you in about, it's been about 6 months, I think, since we last saw each other. What have you been up to?
You know what, Bob? I've been with my family, with my babies. I've been in Las Cruces. I finally moved back home, and all this started, so... You know what? Thank God we're still alive, and me and my wife are still married. We just completed 17 years.
Boy, that time flies by, because I remember the three of us hanging out in your trailer over there at San Mateo and the freeway, and you guys were contemplating getting married, and I know she wanted to be an archaeologist or a Russian translator, and here it is 17 years later. I can't believe it.
You know what? I got a very smart and beautiful woman behind me. Without her, without the grace of God, I won't be where I'm at today. But without my wife, the minute probably she leave me, I'd probably die on the side of the road.
I'll tell you what, those marriage vows mean a whole lot, isn't it? Through thick and thin, through good and bad.
You know what, Bob? I'm one to say one, because I'm pretty sure if me and my wife separated, I'd probably be dead in about a week, and it wouldn't matter.
She's been there through the good times and the bad times. I know it's been a handful for Teresa.
Yeah, and plus we got a little 4-year-old too, Bob, you haven't seen. So it's my third boy. So, you know, we're just doing what everybody else does, man, taking it one day at a time. We know that yesterday's gone, tomorrow never comes. So if I can live it for today, I'll be all right.
Now, with the family situation, does that mean you're not taking that chopper out for any cruises or what?
You know what, Bob? I got rid of it because I couldn't put everybody on it.
You need a big sidecar for that.
Yeah, I might as well put them all in one car and let's go.
Well, I hope, Johnny, I hope this is it for you. You know, you got 9 days to do down there in Los Lunas, and I know you said it before, you take it one day at a time. Look, get through this thing in Los Lunas, do your celebrity rehab, go to Fort Stanton. Take care of it all, Johnny. I want to see you be the best you can be the rest of your life.
Hey, Bob, you know what? I'm glad you're on the radio station. We're going to call you Rapper Bob. And you get a chance, man. You can give me a call any given time.
Hey, Johnny, look, you've been a friend for a long time. You were one of the first people I met when I came to Albuquerque 19 years ago. And I feel like, you know, we've been friends for 19 solid years. I'm in your corner, man. Anything I can do.
Thank you, Bob.
You know I'll be there to help you.
Keep in your prayers, buddy.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Okay, Bob. Bye.
All right, that is former 5-time world champ Johnny Tapia. You listen to The Locker Room on FM Sports Radio 101.7, The Team.